Truckers, welcome to a brand spanking shiny ass happy rainbow sunshine sparkles fun times edition of the Hollywood Hick. This here is me, Brent Paris, the Hollywood Hick, coming at all y'all from Hollywood, California, sitting up here in the Florida room, looking right down on Hollywood Boulevard, spitting distance from the most famous intersections anywhere, all y'all, Hollywood and Vine. But you're listening to me right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. /listen behind that. You know what you're going to get? All the fabulous programming right as it's happening right here on the Crab Diving Network. Okay. You can also follow the Hick right here on the Twitters at the H-Wood Hick. And also you can follow the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheHollywoodHick. And oh yeah, before I forget to tell y'all, the Hollywood Hick here comes on every day on the 7th, meaning 7 in the morning, 7 in the evening. And that's West Coast time. But if you can't do that, you can always go get the podcast off of the iTunes, the Stitcher, the Crab Diving website. You can get it off of the SoundCloud. It's all over the damn place. Just go fetch the motherfucker. Okay. That's what I'm saying. All right. Let's get into enough with particulars, right? Who wants to hear particulars? Let's just get into what's going on. Okay. Now, what does a Hollywood Hick like talking about just about better than anything else? I can tell you what I like talking about just about better than anything else. It's idiot people that make me feel so much better about myself. So much incredibly better about myself. And do we have an idiot out there right now who is making me feel all kind of better about myself? I don't care how fast this motherfucker can swim. He is dumb. Dumb as a stump. He's been dumb the whole time. Just because you can swim fast don't give you no brains. I am not kidding. This dude is dumb. Like back when from the last Olympics, I know y'all have to know who I'm talking about at this point, this Ryan Lochte motherfucker, because he is dumb. He just looks dumb. That's the thing. He looks like he'd probably be fun to go party with because he's just an idiot boy. But then at the same time, he's just dumb. Because I remember like after the last Olympics, when he got all that attention for being a dumbass, he did a guest spot on like that new reboot of the Beverly Hills 90210 or something, and made the comment about how talking and trying to walk and talk at the same time was way more than he could do and how hard it fucking was. I was like, oh my God, this dude is just mouth breathing moron personified. Now, if that ain't more evident than ever right now, I don't know what is, because everybody knows this dumbass and his buddies. And the thing is, I feel bad for the buddies because they just got roped up in this idiot boy's freaking nonsense, because he just tried to spin this story because you know what happened. These boys, well, let's just go through it. How about we just go through it here on the Hollywood Hick, because they got a little timeline of what happened for a good big portion of the shenanigans over here on the Slate website. That's where I'm looking at it. And then they're saying here, so it says, everything we do and don't know about Ryan Lochte's bizarre Brazilian misadventure. It ain't bizarre. You know what it is? Motherfucker got drunk. Motherfucker decided he was going to do some shenanigans, and motherfucker got busted. That's pretty much what happened. In a nutshell, I just broke it down for you. But it says right here on the Slate that Ryan Lochte and three of his teammates in the U.S. swimming team allegedly invented a story about being robbed at gunpoint in Rio de Janeiro for the Olympic Games. Here is an attempt to explain what might have happened in the early hours of Sunday morning and why this has become a major international incident. Oh, they're calling it minor. It's major now. Like, people are talking about this area. Well, they ain't talking about the Olympics. They're talking about idiot boys. That's what they're talking about. Idiot boys. That's what they're talking about. So they basically, what they had said originally, you know, it was like that they was in this cab and they were going back home from partying with the ladies and whoever all out there in Brazil, right? And they were on their way back when like an unmarked cop car came over, stopped them. They get out, hold him up at gunpoint, put a gun to his head, and then told him he wanted all their money. And that's what they had basically said what happened in a nutshell, right? Well, that was some straight up bullshit. Basically, let's just start at the beginning here, though, because this is what they say. They go, who is Ryan Lochte? And the thing is, I didn't know this part till I started reading this. I just thought he was an idiot boy who could swim fast. But apparently he's 32, is the second most accomplished male swimmer in U.S. history with 6 Olympic gold medals and 12 medals overall. He won the gold in the 4x4 200-meter freestyle relay here in the Rio Olympics, right? He's also attractive for He is also famous for being a super attractive. See, the thing is, people say he's super attractive. Not, he's got a very nice body. I'll give him that, because swimmers have very, very nice bodies. Swimmer bodies make your clothes want to just fall right off. That's just how that works, right? But his mug is only so-so if you really look at it, because he's not going to age well. I can tell by looking at him. He's got a little bit of close-set eyes, which means close-set eyes means that you got psycho killer tendencies, which is probably why he's out there making that shenanigans and causing troubles out there, because he's got close-set eyes, which means there's a little bit of psycho tendencies up in there. I'm just saying, it is a personal observation that people who are somewhat nuts oftentimes have close set eyes. I looked at a whole book about psycho killers one time, had pictures of each and every one, and too many of them had close set eyes. And from that moment on, I was like, people with close set eyes, you got to keep a close watch on them close set eyes. I'm just saying is all right. Well, it says in 2012, the New York Times published an article called The Making of an Olympic Sex Symbol, in which it described his twinkling blue eyes, aquiline nose, and dimpled smile. Like, he looks like a moron. That's the thing, though. He just don't look smart. But like Jezebel, well, my beloved Jezebel, and fuck you, Peter, whatever your name is, taking down my beloved Gawker website. I love Gawker. Now it's gone all because you just got some fucking bug up your butt. You can kiss my butt as far as I'm concerned. Moving on, because if I go about that, I'll be ranting for the next 50 minutes. I'm just saying is all right. There's something called Hairpin described him as a scaldingly hot goon. He is a goon. That's a good word for him. Goon. But people like whatever. People are like, basically, he's an idiot, but he was good looking to enough people to where they were like, OK, we can like put him up on some sort of pedestal. Well, somebody done busted that pedestal right down. So basically, they're saying, what happened to Ryan Lochte in Brazil? Was he really robbed at gunpoint? We pretty much all know the answer to that at this point, right? But let's go through the story. It basically right here says, almost certainly not. Well, at this point, we know it was straight up certainly not. I'm assuming this was read a couple of few days ago before he came out talking to Matt Lauer and shit like that, making a dumbass of himself even further. What we do know is he went out partying with his buddies, and there was an incident at a gas station that may or may not have involved the group publicly urinating publicly, which they done did. We know that. Lochte and his buddies reportedly threw some money at some locals to try to make everything go away. They got home late, and Lochte told his mom he got robbed. Lochte's mama told the media. Now, this is the thing. Okay, Ryan Lochte's mama is also, well, I don't know. I don't think, whatever. She was just recanting the story with whatever. She didn't have no reason not to believe him, but she should have probably, like, taken it with a grain of salt because she raised this idiot. So I would think that that would, like, account for something, but apparently not. But apparently she was on a, like, whoever it was, this news, this Fox, I think it was some Fox Sports dude or some sports, or maybe Sports Illustrated, I don't know, some sports journalist from Australia, right, just happened to be on the same bus with her, and she started telling the story about what he had said, and he's like, he didn't even really know who she was till they started just chatting up on a little bus ride. Next thing you know, he finds out Ryan Lochte got held up at gunpoint. He starts blasting it out to everything. That's when the popo started hollering, bullshit, that ain't what happened at all. Why are you trying to make us look bad? We already got sewer water for people to swim in down here. We don't need any more bad press, right? So that's how that shit was going down. So he told his mommy got locked. His mama told the media. Lochte reported the purported crime. The Brazilian authorities didn't buy the story. A judge tried to confiscate the swimmer's passports to keep him in the country, but they couldn't confiscate Ryan Lochte's on account of he done jumped town. See, that's where he really fucked up. He left the other three there to take all the heat in Brazil while he done hightailed it back to Charlotte. See, that's the thing. Now he did not grow up in Charlotte. He lives in Charlotte now, because there is, at least there was when I used to live close by to Charlotte, because that's where I grew up, you know, over there in North Kakalaki. But they had a very big swimming program there, and a lot of people would go to the North Carolina, to Charlotte, and they would, like, train there. So that's probably why he's living up in Charlotte, right? Plus, Charlotte ain't really that bad of a place to live. I mean, the rest of North Carolina sucks. Bunch of shameful fucking people trying to take away people's rights and stuff. But Charlotte is pretty progressive in the middle of all of this other nonsense. Because they're the ones who started, like, because Charlotte passed a bill to let people pee wherever the hell they wanted to, that's when the governor and all them got all upset and started making laws, getting knocked down by the federal government, still whining like little bitch-ass bitches. But we'll move on back to Ryan Lochte's story, because it is much more entertaining to talk about than a bunch of people you want to punch in the throat. I'm just saying is all right. Well, basically what Brazil police said, bullshit, Ryan Lochte, bull mother trucking shit, right? That's what happened, right? So basically what else going on? Says maybe a little more blah, blah, blah. I don't give a shit when he was born. And he had some sponsorships. Okay, here it is. What did Ryan Lochte say what had happened? So originally, this is what he said what had happened. Okay, so it was Australia's Fox Sports News 500. That's who his mama ran into on the bus, the dude from that channel. See, I knew it was some Australia Fox Sports something, right? See, I wasn't that far off base. But so that Billy Bush off of the Today Show accidentally happened to run into him while he was out. Now, the story I hear, too, is because everybody else on the Today Show don't like Billy Bush, so they were shunning him. So he was hanging out with his old Access Hollywood friends, and they were off somewhere doing a little bit of sightseeing. They see Ryan Lochte with that white head that he had over there, which is now back to a convenient brown, respectable color for his apology tour, right? But what he told Billy Bush was this right here. He said, "We got pulled over in the taxi, and these guys came out with a badge, a police badge, no lights, no nothing, just a police badge, and they pulled us over. They pulled out their guns. They told the other swimmers to get down on the ground. They got down on the ground." Now, see, this is where it gets bullshit, because then he has to play tough guy like he's like the fucking badass bitch of the bunch, when really he is the bitch ass bitch of the bunch. But he went on to say, he says, "I refused. I was like, we didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not getting down on the ground," which is stupid. If this was true, then you were even dumber than anybody wanted to think you were, because that is not what you do. That's exactly how you end up in a major amount of trouble in a foreign country where you don't want to go to their jails, because I guarantee you the jails in Rio are not cute. I'm just saying, with all the turmoil I've heard going on down there and the way the economy sucks ass in the midst of these fucking Olympics, no, that is one of the last things you want to do, is antagonize somebody who might be able to throw you into the who scout. I'm just saying is all, right? Well, he goes, "I didn't do anything wrong, so I'm not getting down on the ground." And then the guy pulled out his gun, he cocked it, put it to my forehead and said, "Get down." And I put my hands up, was like, "Whatever." He took our money, he took my wallet. So that's a quote unquote from what he done went and said to Billy Bush. Now, there's a ton of bullshit up in there. Why you would keep going with this story at this point is beyond me, because I don't know why nobody ever stops to think that maybe you're at a freaking convenience store, gas station, whatever it was, that those places have cameras so that when somebody like steals gas or tries to do some shoplifting or some bathroom shenanigans, then they might have a record of it so they can show somebody and say, "Hey, this is the idiot with white hair that I want you to go find, because he done pissed all over my shit, tore up my bathroom, tore down my poster, and when I told him he needed to pay for stuff, got a little bit belligerent." I'm just saying is all, right? Well, so at this point, after he'd done all of this talk, so nobody knows what really had happened yet. So the U.S. Olympic Committee then reported that the four team members had started cooperating with authorities. Lochte conveyed his versions of events to police on Monday, and according to his attorney, signed a written statement. So then you just straight up lied to the Popo, which is a big offense down there in Brazil. I had seen it on something. It's like 3 years in the Huscal you could get. So Ryan Lochte obviously is not going back to Brazil anytime soon if he's got any kind of half a brain, which means he's probably going to Brazil tomorrow because he's that fucking stupid. Right? Well, this thing goes on. NBC reported that Lochte said there was only one attacker, while his friend Feigen said there were some. See, their stories didn't even make, they didn't even have the smarts to like get their story all straight before they all started diarrhea of the mouth this thing. Ryan later changed the story in an interview with Matt Lauer, saying he never had a gun to his head, that it was just pointed in his general direction. Now, other people say there weren't even a guns involved. There might have been a gun there, but it wasn't pointed at nobody. He also told Lauer that the incident happened at a gas station while they were trying to use the bathroom, rather than their cab had been pulled over. So that's what basically they went to the gas station, which has locked bathrooms. You probably gotta go ask for the key, and they're like, "Oh, locked door, so we're just gonna piss right here in this corner like gross people, like Justin Bieber in a fucking mop bucket, shaming people and being a general fucking douchebag," right? Well, let's go on with what really happened before I start speculating, because, you know, I like to, I would probably embellish a few facts here and there. And at this point, does it really matter? Because these people are straight up mouth breathing morons. I'm just saying is all. Well, based on the current reports coming in out of Brazil, this is what really had happened, including surveillance footage and eyewitness testimony. It appears as though Lochte and the other U.S. swimmers got in a drunken conflict with some employees at a gas station, instigated when the swimmers broke down the door of a locked bathroom. See, the bathroom was locked. Steph going asking for a key. They got all fucking, "I'm badass fucking gold medal swimmer, and I'm gonna kick the door in." And then next thing you know, fucking trouble ensues, right? Well, witnesses, including the person who offered to translate for the swimmers, said that they paid money to the manager before leaving. The owner of the gas station reportedly told the Brazilian news outlet O Globo that at least one of the swimmers urinated on the walls of the station in a press conference on Thursday. See, don't go peeing on people's walls. Go find a bush or something out back. Like, just have a little bit of fucking common sense. I'm just saying. And I realize this is coming from me, people, but good, dolly have mercy. These people need a little bit of dolly in their life. I ain't lying. I'm telling you, if we all lived according to the gospel, according to Dolly, everything would be perfectly fine. We'd all be getting along. Nobody be judging because they know they'd already be sinning. All kind of shit, right? Well, in a press conference last Thursday, Rio Chief of Police, Civil Police, Fernando Velasco said Lochte's version was definitely a lie and one of the other swimmers had corroborated the police version of events. He also said the security guard did pull out a gun in an attempt to control the situation with the drunken swimmers. Okay, so a gun did come out, but these people, dudes were drunk and probably belligerent as fuck. And he's like, you just sit right there. You're going to pay up or you're just going to end up going to the freaking police. So it's like, you got options. I'm going to hold you here till the popo come, or you can give me some money to cover the damages and we'll move on with our lives, right? That's how I see that going down. Security guard pulled out a gun. They had just, okay. He also said that before leaving, the swimmers tried to pay the station employees for the damage with a mix of Brazilian and U.S. currency totaling about $50. That's all they wanted to give them, $50. $50 after fucking trashing the bathroom, causing troubles, pissing on the wall. You should have given them a couple of few hundred, moved on with your life, and then kept your mother trucking mouth shut, not never tell nothing to nobody nowheres. That's what you should have done. But ain't what happened, capping, right? Well, says here, why would Lochte make up a story about a robbery? Let's see what we can find out, right? We are now in the realm of pure speculation. Not anymore. We know things. Well, I will fill in the blanks because I think this was read a few days ago. See, I'm a little behind on my Hollywood Hickens, so I'm a little bit behind on my articles, right? Well, it says maybe Lochte wanted to cancel a scheduled appointment with his mom and girlfriend after a late night on the town that was made later by the fracas at a gas. This is speculation. We don't care. To be quite honest, I don't care. Oh, who is this Veloso person? Veloso was somebody. Whatever. We're moving on. Who is to blame for this mess? Veloso said security guards described Lochte as the instigator. He was very angry because he was intoxicated. So it's all Lochte. Lochte was the shenanigans starter. Could Lochte and his cohort be arrested and extradited for lying to police? They were said a statement was done by one of the prosecutors in a statement the swimmers could face charges for providing false statements if they in fact lied to police, which Lochte done went and did. He lied to Billy Bush. Why wouldn't he lie to the Popo, right? The Daily Mail reported that in Brazil, the maximum sentence for false communication of a crime is 3 years in jail. USA Today reported that filing a police report can result in 6 months in jail or a fine. Lochte is probably safe on the U.S. soil, though, given that misdemeanors are not extraditable. So basically, he ain't gonna, if he stays in the U.S. of A, he ain't gonna have to like worry about nothing. But he's gonna have lots of time on his hand because every sponsor done dropped his ass. Speedo, he had like a Ralph Lauren thing, some mattress company he was a spokesman, he had like a sponsor from, and somebody else, they all were like, bye Felicia, we don't want nothing to do with you and your fucking level of moron, okay, you idiot boy. Well, says here, what happens next? If we're up to the organizers of the Rio Olympics, everyone will move along and say nothing to see here. No apologies from Lochte or the other athletes are needed. Mario Andrada, a spokesman for the Rio Olympics organizing committee, said, we need to understand that these kids were trying to have fun. They came here. They represented their country to the best of their abilities, which was not good. On the flip side, you did well swimming, but you know what you did? You couldn't hold it together till you got out of there. You had to go be a fucking drunken frat boy and cause a lot of trouble. But apparently the Brazilian authorities are like, nah, you brought us into this. You tried to make us look bad. You're going to sit here and like talk all this shit. No, we ain't going to stand for this. Ain't nobody got time for that. Right. So it says here, Brazilian authorities are not going to let this go. The AP reported Conger and Bence got pulled off a plane. They did. Those two were trying to leave. Two of the other swimmer kids were trying to leave, get back to like the United States of America before this shit storm really blew up. They were sitting on the plane, thought they was getting away scot free. And your next, you know. Bum, bum, bum. Bitches got pulled off the plane. Been, had to go to answer questions to the popo while the one who caused all this trouble is sitting comfortably at home in Charlotte. Nice move there, Ryan. Really nice move there, buddy. Brazilian people said that normally we wouldn't discuss such potential charges, but but that in theory, one or all of them might be charged for false communication of a crime for damaging a private property at the gas station. I'm not saying that they are charged right now because we have to finalize the investigation. He also demanded an apology, saying the apology is the way is not to the police. The apology in the way is not to the police, but really to the city of Rio de Janeiro that had its name tainted by a very unreal or untruthful version. And I think it would be very noble for them to say that, you know, to really provide their apologies to the city of Rio. Which point, I think all the other boys whose names I can't remember, Conger, Bence, one other dude. We only care about Ryan Lochte because you want me to tell you why? Because he's the idiot boy who caused all the trouble and got everything going and started lying through his teeth about people and whatnot. So then what happens? Matt Lauer's like, Billy Bush, let the big boys take care of this interviewing part now. Because then Ryan Lochte goes on to the Matt Lauer program, right? Or the Today Show. And of course they split this shit all up, whatever. So like parts of it, but basically... Ryan Lochte is still an idiot boy. Like, it's like, dude, just take responsibility and move on. But he still wants to say that there was some sort of extortion going on. No, I don't believe there was any extortion going on. I think you went in there, did some damage, caused some trouble, and these guys were like, look, we ain't gonna, like, throw you in the jail if you just pay up for all of this crap you did. Just cover it and move on with your day. But because you're being a drunken asshole right now, what we're gonna have to do is let you know that we got a gun here, that we're security for this gas station, and this is not gonna play out the way that you would like for this to play out because I need you to fix what you done did wrong here. But it says over here on the Just Jared, I don't know why I picked Just Jared website to like bookmark this, but that's what I had done, and that's what we is going to go with here on the Hollywood Egg program on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. Okay. Says here, Ryan Lochte tells Matt Lauer he definitely had too much to drink on night of gas station incident. You think? They also got a picture of him with that stupid looking gray, blue, white hair. I don't know. That's like old lady color. Like, that's the color of hair that old ladies go and get when they go to the salon once a week and get their fucking blue rinse. I'm just saying is all. But it says on here that Ryan Lochte has opened up about his robbery allegations and taken responsibility for his actions. During the interview on NBC with Matt Lauer, the 32-year-old Olympic swimmer spoke about the late-night incident involving him and three teammates at a Rio de Janeiro gas station last weekend and how he over-exaggerated the story. I like it. I over-exaggerated things. So initially, Ryan said that he and teammates... Okay, here's the teammates' names. I finally found them. Gunnar Bence, Jack Conger, and Jimmy Feigen were robbed at gunpoint. All allegations were found to be made up. Fake, dumbass, idiot boys, right? According to Gunner and Brazilian officials, the U.S. swimmers got rowdy and vandalized the gas station. Interpreters for the swimmers pleaded with the gas station employees not to call the police on them, and a gun was drawn, and the swimmers had to pay for the damage they caused. Ryan explained the situation by saying, whether you call it a robbery or extortion or us paying just for the damages, all we know was there was a gun. Oh, my God. See, look, the boy can't even talk. Like, I talk like this for fun, but because I can clean this shit up when I have to. But good Lord have mercy. I love it. All we know was there was a gun pointed in our direction and we're demanded to give money. Yeah, you were demanded to give money because you had just done something illegal and you were about to get in bigger trouble. And if you wanted to not get in this bigger state of trouble, you just needed to pay up and move on with your day. But you know what you did? You douchebagged it, dude. You fucking Justin Bieber'd it. That's what you did. You were on the same level as Justin fucking Bieber. Broke the fuck up, Ryan Lochte. We are broke the fuck up. I used to think you were kind of like an adorable moron, but now I think you are a straight up stone cold just fucking moron. Broke the fuck up, okay? Broke the fuck up. He says, we just wanted to get out of there, Ryan continued, right? There was a gun pointed in our direction. We were frightened and we wanted to get out of there as quick as possible. The only way we knew was this guy saying you have to give them money. So we gave them money and we got out. What's up? God, this dude, like, he can't even talk right. Good Lord have mercy. You're on freaking national television trying to, like, make up for all of your wrongdoings. And here you are just idiot boy in it. Idiot boy. Complete idiot boy. It says, when he was interviewed about the situation the following day, Ryan claims he was still intoxicated from the night before because he definitely had way too much to drink. Later on in the interview, Ryan fought back tears as he described how he felt being back in the U.S. while his teammates were detained in Brazil for further interrogations. He goes and went on and said, I let my team down. I wanted to be there. No, you didn't. See, that's the thing. You did not want to be there. You fucking ran like a pussy ass bitch. That's what you did. You ran like a pussy. You ran for the hills and left your freaking teammates slash friends there to freaking take all the heat. He's like, I wanted to be there. Like, I don't want them to think that I left and left them dry, even though that's exactly what you did, because that's exactly what you did. That's exactly what you did, you dumbass. They were my teammates. Exactly. They were your teammates, and you just fucking bailed. You bailed like a, you pussed out hardcore. You totally pussed out. He goes, I wanted to definitely be there, and I wanted to help out any way I could. I was immature and I made a stupid mistake. Yes, you did. You sure did. I'm human. I'll definitely learn from this. I'm just really sorry. I think, honestly, this is the thing though. I think he's only sorry because he got caught. You know what I mean? If he had never got caught, he would have been like, oh, dude, remember that time when we was in Rio after the Olympics and we messed up that bathroom and that guy pulled the gun on us? Yeah. Now that it's become an international incident, you are all kind of sorry. And because you done lost all your sponsors, you done lost Speedos, you done lost this mattress people, whoever the fuck they are, I don't know. You done lost everybody. Everybody. So, Ryan Lochte, you are a complete and utter mouth-breathing moron, idiot boy, idiot. And we're just going to leave it at that. We're just going to, so that's where it is. So he's back here. Apparently he has been banned. Like, he has got banned from the Olympics. He's about to get banned from swimming, like the United States swimming team people, whatever they're called. They're about to ban his ass. Like, he's like banned. Like, no sponsors, no nothing. Dude is done. He is so done, you can stick a fork right in his ass right now. Done and done. And actually, I'm done talking about this fool because there's been this picture of him staring at me on this computer this whole time. And every time I look at it, he's like got crazy eyes and a little bit of close set eyes. It's like there's psycho tendencies in there, y'all. I would be very wary of Ryan Lochte right now because I have a feeling he might be a little bit on the unstable side. Just saying is all. Okay, let's move. Oh, let's talk about one more Olympic story because this story made me piss myself. I was laughing so hard about this. So over here on the Daily News, when I heard this story, it made me just giggle on the insides and out probably because it's too fucking funny. But the headline here reads, female Brazilian synchronized divers allegedly split after one kicks partner out of Olympic Village room to have male sex session with male canoeist. So apparently what happened was these here two Olympians just ain't in sync like they're supposed to be. Two Brazilian synchronized divers have gone their separate ways after one sex life interrupted the other's good night sleep. Ingrid Oliveira and Giovanna Pedroso won't compete together again after 20-year-old Oliveira kicked her partner out of the Olympic Village room for an alleged late-night sexy session. this is according to Brazilian paper O Globo. Pedroso, 16, was reportedly booted from their shared room so Oliveira could spend the night with Brazilian canoeist Pedro Goncalves. I saw a picture of that dude, too. I probably would have kicked somebody out to tap that myself. I'm just saying is all, right? The pair finished in last place the next day in the 10-meter platform competition, more than 70 points behind China, and Pedroso dumped her partner soon after. Apparently, after the Olympics, I will focus on my individual, she told the O Globo paper. It's good because I will not need to depend on anyone. Then I'll be able to improve and evolve more. Yep, see, here's a picture of that boy this girl was tapping. She should have tapped it. I support her 100% in tapping that because it's tappable. The Midnight Raw wasn't the first quarrel the partners had in Rio either. Oliveira reportedly wanted to train more for her individual dives while Pedroso wanted to work on their synchronized acts. Goncalves refused to comment on his alleged activity. He's like, I ain't getting in this one. He's like, I got me some and I'm moving on with my life. See, Ryan Lochte, that's how you do it. You just don't comment. You just go, you know what? I'm going to stay out of this part of it. I didn't realize I was going to cause so much trouble, so let me just back out of this and let these ladies work it out amongst themselves. That's what he's saying. He's like, my personal life, I do not speak about. Good for you. Good for you. Apparently, the International Olympic Committee was prepared for athletic affairs. At least they handed out 450,000 condoms in Rio, three times more than in London. I guess they figured the heat and what, or is it like whatever. The the reputation of Rio of being a sexy town with booty shaking and all of that kind of stuff was going to like overcome these people, and then they was going to have to go out there and have a lot of sexy times. 450,000 sexy times is what they were expecting. But good for them. Get in there. Cover it up, people. You got to cover it up. You don't know what you might be putting your pecker in. You do not know. You do not know. Well, then I found another story about these two off of the Daily Mail here that kind of put into perspective what's going on with these two here. It says they're always fighting, right? It's just unfortunate it's during the Olympics. The mother of the Brazilian synchronized diving girl who kicked her partner out of the Rio digs. Oh, my, I love how they wrote this. I got to start this over. They're always fighting. It's just unfortunate it's during the Olympics. Mother of Brazilian synchro girl who kicked her partner out of their Rio digs after marathon sex session with a canoeist reveals their fiery bond. That is one hell of a headline, mother truckers. That is hysterical. According to here, it said the mother of the Brazilian diver who split from her synchronized partner after she kicked her out of their shared room to have a marathon sexy night with a canoeist said the girls are like sisters who are constantly fighting. But she said she can only speak for herself and not for her daughter, who is reportedly still not on speaking terms with her former diving partner because she is still pissed the fuck off because she's like, you made me have to sleep in a chair in the lobby while you were in there boning some foxy canoeist from Brazil all night long. She did go on and said, Ingrid didn't have a mother at the time when she most needed it. She and Giovanna are like sisters. Deep down inside, they really like each other. But speaking exclusively to the Mail Online from their home in wherever the hell this is, I don't know, somewhere in Rio's famous Leblon Beach. Just like any two girls who spend a lot of time together, Ingrid and Giovanna fall out a lot. It was just unfortunate they had a tiff during the Olympics of all times. You would think that people could just keep shit together till the end of the Olympics and then be like, bye, Felicia, I am done with you. But I'm telling you, this one girl, she's cute and he's cute. They should have boned. Good for you. Because the one she boned is super freaking cute. But apparently they're constantly having fights. I don't know why you need an article this long about this thing right now to say that these people are having all these fights and shit. But these two girls apparently fight like sisters. Now they ain't a diving team anymore because they came in a last place at the Olympics because one of them had it because the other one was out there doing her hoe stroll and having a good time while she was doing it. So good for you, girl. Good for you. What else is going on? Have we talked enough about the Olympics? What else did I write down here we want to talk about? Oh, this cracks my ass up because, you know, I like talking about this chick. We're going to move away from the Olympics. We're going to move to another international incident, which is Lindsay Lohan and her. Not like, I don't understand. This is the thing. One, this girl is a straight up mess. Been a straight up mess for as long as we can remember, right? Like, has she done anything redeemable in the last little while? No. She gets into fights, gets hooked up with these like weird Russian millionaire real estate people or whatever. Well, I guess because of that, because remember they got into that fight, she like was screaming from the rooftops about how he had like choked her and was like hitting her and strangling her and she needed help, 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 right? And then like on the flip side, then she tried to tell us she was pregnant, but then she ain't pregnant. She better not be pregnant because I ain't seen nothing but pictures of her standing on boats and shit, smoking cigarettes and drinking. So if she's pregnant and she's smoking cigarettes and drinking, somebody should go over there and like shake her like a baby. I'm just saying is out. But it says here on the TMZ, Lindsay Lohan, I'll appear on Russian TV, but give me money and Putin. I'm sorry, y'all, but I cannot say Putin without giggling because when I was a kid, Putin meant farting. So if you were Putin, you were farting. And so whenever I have to say Putin, it makes me giggle on the inside because basically that dude's name is Vladimir Farts. That's just, as far as I'm concerned, that's what his name is, Vladimir Farts. But moving on, says here, I mean, you almost giggle a couple of times because it's going to force me to say it again. I'm sorry, y'all. That's just how that shit works, right? But it says here, Lindsay Lohan is trying to be a tougher negotiator against Russia than either Clinton or Trump could ever be, because Trump's over there in the back pocket of this Vladimir Farts. I'm just saying is all. But because she's demanding a queen's ransom for an interview on Rusky TV. TMZ here has learned that Lindsay was offered to appear on the most popular talk show in Russia, Pustgovoryat. I don't know what that means, but it means like talk show in Russian, I guess. The show airs on Channel 1, a state-owned station. The host wants to interview her about her relationship and breakup with ex-fiancé Igor Tarabasov. The Russian spies, the TMZ folks, have got a copy of Channel 1's letter to Lindsay in which they say, please send the list of demands. Well, apparently Lindsay and her false sense of grandeur has replied with her list of demands that these fucking Russians are probably dumb enough to give her because maybe she's more popular there than she is over here, because I can't see anybody giving her more than a freaking like a freaking line of cocaine and a freaking bottle of vodka and say, here you go, sister. Now let's have a chat. But that's a different story there. But apparently Lindsay sent her demands. And this is a list of, I think, a partial list, but it's like the best parts of it. She wants a private jet. Because, you know, she's so important. When you look 900 and you're only like 30, then apparently you need a private jet to hide that 900-ness. She needs security. She also wants 1 year Russian visa with an extension. She wants 500,000 British pounds. She wants 500,000 pounds. If you people give her 500,000, like, it cannot be worth $500,000 to have her sit down. Like, your ratings must be so fucking challenged if you were planning on doing this. I'm just saying. She needs a hair, makeup, and manicurist on board of her jet. She wants a Ritz-Carlton penthouse suite. And just one other thing. She wants to meet with President Vladimir Putin. Putin. It makes me laugh every time. President Vladimir Farts. That's what it should be. Because Putin and Farts are the same thing. And she wants to get photos with him. The TMZ people here are told that Lindsay is negotiating. And some of the demands have been met. Like, I'm hoping the only ones met so far are security, hair and makeup, and maybe get her a spot up in the Ritz-Carlton. Because, you know, they probably got pulled up in there. And it's, you know, it's good when like the people on in the comment section are just giggling up a fucking storm. Like this one, somebody named Jacqueline Ramirez. She's like, ha, this must be a joke. First of all, you're nobody. You just happen to be a few so-called movies. Happen to be a come on, girl. Use your words. Second, you're average like me. So I doubt Putin would want anything to do with you. Remember, he's a powerful man in Russia. He can meet anyone he wants without being demanded. Right? Lindsay Lohan will do anything, including whoring herself out, because she is desperate for cash to pay off her huge debt. No one will hire her as an actor anymore, which really is true. Nobody, like, she's not a good actress. I don't give a fuck what anybody says. She's ruined her voice. Her voice has just been ruined by drugs and smoking and everything. Like, I don't know, that deep, husky voice just does not parlay itself well to many characters, especially Elizabeth Taylor. When she was doing Elizabeth Taylor with that fucking voice, it was just more than a hick can handle. I'm just saying is all. So here we go. I'm curious to see how this whole Lindsay Lohan going to Russia to meet with Vladimir Farts is going to work out, because I ain't so sure myself how that's going to work out. I'm just saying is all. But while we're talking about somebody horrible, let's also go and talk about something somebody wonderful is doing. See, sometimes you cannot only talk about horrible things. Sometimes you have to talk about good things, especially when it is your guiltiest of pleasures and the ones that bring you joy most often, and one who's bringing you joy for a long time. I don't care what nobody says, but Miss Britney Spears will always be up in the higher echelons of the greatest talents to ever live, according to the Hollywood Hick. I don't care what nobody says. You can argue that any way you want to, but opinions is opinions and minds is minds, and that is what I'm going with. Britney Spears is the tits. I love me some Britney Spears. I don't care if I almost got arrested at her concert in the middle of getting gay bashed by some crazy people that were in the row behind me because they didn't think that they would run into homos at a Britney Spears concert in Los Angeles, and or think that they might want to stand up and do a little butt shaking during something called You Drive Me Crazy, which might have been one of my favorite Britney tunes at the time. I'm just saying is all, right? We're not going to dwell on that. But Britney, being from Louisiana, and you see how those bitches got flooded the fuck out down there. Like, I feel bad. I see these pictures. I'm like, damn, that is some deep ass water. It is scary. And, you know, like, Louisiana, this ain't their first time going through this nonsense. Nobody wants to have to go through that twice. It's horrible. So Britney, though, is trying to do something good to help out people and to raise some money to support the cause. So over here on the Jezebel site, they're telling us that Britney Spears is auctioning the literal clothes off her back for Louisiana flood relief. Yep, says right here, Britney Spears teamed up with the Red Cross to mobilize her fan base and raise money for the devastating flooding in Louisiana by auctioning the clothes off her back. Exciting news for both Britney Spears fans and RuPaul's Drag Race Season 8 contestant. I don't know who this is, blah, 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 blah. Apparently somebody on RuPaul's Drag Race is a big Britney fan. But see, Brittany herself is from Kentwood, Louisiana, and she's imploring her fans to donate $10 to the Red Cross, entering them in a raffle to win either the outfit she'll be wearing to the upcoming MTV Video Music Awards and a signed copy of her upcoming album, Glory, which I just found out by reading this got leaked onto the interwebs, and you know that's going to be the very next thing I do after I get finished recording this here program for you people, because I got to go hear this Britney Spears album, because, you know, I just can't help myself, because I just told y'all how much I love me some Britney Spears, and she's my guiltiest of pleasures, and I don't give a fuck what nobody says. I'm going to be playing that with the loud shit with the windows down in Stangley, driving down the road looking like the biggest homo ever, singing out loud to Britney Spears. I don't care. Too much fun to be had doing it, right? Moving back to my story. Or you can win airfare for two to New York to attend the VMAs and meet her before said award show. See, like, that's what I would want to win. If I got to go to the VMA Awards and meet Britney Spears, the only thing that would be better is to go to the Country Music Awards and meet Dolly Parton. That would be the only thing I could think of that would be better than that, right? That's just because my love for Dolly goes without bounds. Britney, occasionally I have to be like, girl, pull it together. I still love you, but we got to shore this up, right? Moving back on. But she apparently joined, Taylor Swift done gave $1 million to help out. Bless your little old heart, Tay Tay. She needs some good press, because, you know, after that breaking up with that boyfriend, running off with Tom Hiddleston, having these other girls come after her, like she's some kind of Regina George or whatever, that girl, whatever. Mean girl. They were calling her mean girl. But apparently, hopefully this ends up raising a whole bunch of money. I plan on entering once or twice just because, just so I can maybe end up getting a ticket to go see the VMAs up in New York City and get to meet Miss Britney Jean Spears on the flip side. Now, that would be pretty tits awesome as far as a hick is concerned. I'm just saying as all. All right. Let's go back out to something else, see what's going on. You know, I was going to talk about this, but now I'm not so sure I want to talk about it anymore. I done wrote it down on here on account of, I was like, all right, maybe I will talk about this, because I am torn about these kind of things. And I don't know if y'all saw this or not, but apparently the Blake Shelton done went and got in trouble. And, you know, I like to tease on him sometimes up in here, because I used to like him better before he kind of like got all up in The Voice and all of that kind of stuff and all of he got on The Voice, and he's just got cheesy. He was doing better stuff, but then he just got super cheesy. And then he hooked up with Gwen Stefani, and I wasn't so sure, and I was buying it at first, but now I'm curious if it is for reals or if it's just gotten so big that they just have to keep going on with this whole thing. But they say they's going to get married, and if they are, then fine. Go ahead and get married. I don't care. You can do whatever you want to. But apparently, though, people done went, and like, this is the thing about the interwebs. They will not forget about your tweeting. They will not forget about your tweetings, right? So I'm looking over here on this. Just fucking work. Let me just tell you. Can I just tell you? Somehow it got onto Yahoo as my freaking default freaking search engine over here. I don't like that. I somehow don't know how the fuck I accomplished this, but I think I need it to go back to the Googles. Googles is better than Yahoo's. Yahoo fucking sucks. But Blake Shelton done went and did some racist tweeting and some anti-homo tweeting, which I don't, honestly, the thing is, though, the dude seems like a relatively stand-up dude. He likes to get drunk and he likes to do stuff, but I don't think he really has a mean bar. I just think he's got bad jokes. That's what I'm really hoping. But apparently, they were waiting for this thing to blow over. I was looking on here to find some of these fucking tweets that he had tweeted out, but I can't fucking find any. You would think the fucking interweb would be better at this fucking shit, but apparently, if you put, like, Blake Shelton racist tweets into a fucking search engine, you should come up with more than just fucking nothing, which is what this fucking thing pulled up. Let's see if the rap website has anything on here. And you know what I think? I don't need you to open a new fucking window every time I goddamn click on something. You could just do that. If I won't go back, I just back the fuck up. I don't need 98 windows up on here eating up my computer. Stupid ass shit. Oh, here we go. Here's some of the tweets. Let's see. Okay, oh, here's his apology. We'll read this. So this is what he apologized. Well, no, let's read. Oh, my goodness. Okay, this is fucking... Okay. He racist tweeted. Now, this thing, it won't even freaking show me the whole fucking picture. Like, one of them, he said, people got offended by this. I just think it's a bad joke. Standing in line at a coffee shop in L.A., talking with the man in front of me. He orders a skinny caramel latte. Couldn't tell he was gay. !! It's not that bad. He's like, oh my God, I thought this dude was straight. Now he's not. He goes, I'm not gay, but I think Ellen is hot. Wait a minute. What? That would make you, like, I don't get it. I don't get it. If you haven't noticed, Richard Simmons is gay. You haven't noticed Katy Perry's boobs. This, I'm not, I'm like, honestly, I don't, like, they're, whatever. I just think they're bad jokes, whatever. You know what? I'm going to change my opinion on Blake Shelton. Dude, you made some really bad jokes. So then he went in and repeated, which I'm glad he, like, calls it jokes and sort of, like, says what it is. But I still find him cheesy as fuck, and I don't like his music anymore. And I don't listen to him like I used to, but he used to have good stuff, and now he's just a fucking cheese ball. But said here, everyone knows comedy has been a major part of my career, and it's always been out there for everyone to see. That said, anyone that knows me also knows I have no tolerance for hate of any kind or form. Can my humor at times be inappropriate and immature? Yes. Hateful? Never. That said, I deeply apologize to anyone who may have been offended. You know, actually, I will give that a stand. Like, that is a stand-up apology. Whatever. Maybe my comedy from fucking 6 years ago was not something that you people find appropriate. I apologize for that bullshit. Now I am moving on with my day. That's all you can do. This will blow the fuck over. All right. I'm going to let that go. What else is I going to talk about here on this program today? We got a little time left. We ain't done yet. Talked about Britney helping Louisiana. Y'all should do that. Y'all should go click on that. Get you some Britney Spears. Chance to win some Britney Spears panties and or a trip to go see Britney Spears, because that's what I want. If I get the panties, I'd probably sell them because I ain't got no, they probably won't fit, and then I'd want to put them on, and then they'd pop or something, and then I'd be like, oh my God, I won Britney Spears panties, and then I put them on, and then they popped. So I probably should sell them and make some money and pay off a few debts, because you know the Hollywood hick, he ain't the richest fucker in the fucking world these days. You know, I wish I had more money. We ain't going to talk about that right now. What else was I going to do? Oh my God, this story cracks my ass up. All right, now. Be glad y'all ain't living over in Egypt, where this is apparently what happens. But according to the Daily News, I like the Daily News site. Don't judge, because if you're judging, you're already sinning. Gospel according to Dolly right there, right? It says here, the Egypt state TV station suspends 8 female anchors for being overweight. They're like, sorry, ladies, but this is somewhat racist. Walk like an Egyptian and come back when you've lost some weight. That's actually pretty funny, though. That's the opening line to the article here below. It says, that's what the nation's state-owned TV network is telling 8 of its female anchors in a controversial decision drawing criticism from women's groups. You know, I can't even believe they thought they were going to do this without people throwing a high holy fit. It's, even if it is Egypt, people are still be like, what? What do you mean, body shamers? Because that is like the thing du jour, like to call people out on body shaming. Do not be body shaming anybody. I got accused of it at the beach the other day just because I was laughing at my friend because he had raccoon eyes because he'd been wearing his sunglasses all day. And when he took them off, he had big white eyeball circles. And then the rest of his face was all tan. And I laughed. And somebody's like, there's a lot of body shaming going on. Like, yeah, I'm laughing at a funny situation because he's got raccoon eyes. That will go away eventually. It shouldn't take too very long. Take your spectacles off. Lay there with your face pointed toward the sun for a hot minute. Balance some shit out, right? Back to my story. But it says, the Egyptian Radio and Television Union banned the broadcasters from appearing on the air until they lose weight. And they've been given a month to achieve an appropriate appearance. Like, how much weight are people supposed to lose in a month? I thought you're only supposed to lose like a couple of pounds a week to be healthy or whatever. These people are supposed to go on some sort of like crash binge diet and do all of this. I don't get it. But apparently the surprising moves comes in spite of the fact that ERTU, Egyptian Radio and Television Union, boasts a female director, Safa Hegazi, an erstwhile anchor herself. One of the band broadcasters told a Saudi newspaper that she finds the decision humiliating. She suggested that people should watch her recent appearances and see for themselves whether or not she's fat. I believe I am an ordinary Egyptian woman who looks normal and I don't wear too much makeup. Wait a minute. Is that a picture of her up here? Okay. I am looking at a picture of this woman. You wear a lot of makeup. I won't say fat because then I become one of them body shamers and people start pointing the finger at the Hollywood hick over here. But she's plump. I will say she's pretty plump. She's pretty plump, but she's got a shit ton of fucking makeup on, though. So maybe I will only say maybe you do wear a little bit too much makeup, but maybe she's got bad skin because, you know, when you wear all that makeup all the time, it affects you. She believes she's ordinary. Another journalist for the state's newspaper supported the move and said it should be implemented at all local TV stations. Is a ban for 8 enough? She asked. Ooh, some people are like this is funny. Like, probably because she's probably this little skinny thing. She's like, here's my chance. I'm moving on up to the 11 o'clock news because they kicked all the fatties out. And now my little skinny ass has a chance. Here we go. But a name I can't pronounce is a commenter for the Daily Paper, voiced similar views, calling the anchor's appearance disgusting and repulsive. Now, that's a little much. That's a little much. I mean, they are plump, and it's maybe not what you feel like looking at, because nowadays everybody wants their news people to be super sexy. Like, I don't think you're allowed to be a weather girl unless you have enormous knockers. And those knockers have to enter the frame like a good 2 seconds before you do, when you're walking in front of the map on the weather channels over here. Because honestly, out here in L.A., if you do not have giant titties, you are not going to be a weather girl. I'm just saying. So go get some padding, go get some surgery, do something if you want to be a weather girl, but you better have knockers. I'm just saying. That's just how it works. Apparently, the ERTU said it has no plans to back up on their decision, and it emphasized the anchors will still be paid during their suspension. Social media offered mixed reactions to the ordeal, with some standing behind the band women and others lobbing insults. So, you know, that's how that was going to go. Like, I feel bad for him. Like, honestly, this woman from the picture I'm looking at, she could use to lose an LB or two, but they don't have to be that rude, right? They don't have to be that freaking rude. I'm just saying is all. All right, let's go. Ooh. Let's talk about this. Now, because we got a few minutes left here on the Hollywood Hick program, and I need to feel better about myself all the time. And this one, I honestly, I don't understand the fascination anymore. Like, she's another one who I think time has come and gone. It's just my personal opinion. She's a little bit, not even a little bit, she is crazy narcissistic and just straight up nuts. Because, you know, I'm talking about Mariah Carey right now, who is just a little bit nutty. She's straight up a little bit freaking nutty. And she's very, very, very much in love with herself. Because apparently, when she was married to that Nick Cannon, they could only have sexy times if they were playing her music. She would only fuck to her own voice, which is weird. Honestly, it's weird. Plus, she ain't taking care of that voice. She is not taking care of that voice. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. She wants to say, I use humidifiers or some shit to take care of it. No, like, you have to practice your voice. You have to work it. Like, you can't just let it sit idle. It's not like she can't sing live worth a shit anymore. Go try to find it. You can't find it. Anything recent, she can't do it. It's like she is not taking care of her voice. But according to the Daily Mail, again, I'm getting a lot off of the Daily Mail today, just the ones I clicked on and kept, I reckon. But it says, not so crazy in love. Mariah Carey threw a laptop out the window and ran away screaming after James Packer played a Beyonce song. Now, this James Packer dude is this billionaire Australian fella that she's engaged to now. And he better have a lot of money, because he is one unattractive mother trucker. I'm just saying, he probably got a big dick, though, and she's cool with that. But really, his mug is just not cute. He is not an attractive man. Lots of money, probably lots of reasons to want to go out with it, but at the same time, you really don't want to have to look at it. And the profile is worse than the looking at it straight on. Oh, I've seen a profile picture right here. It is not cute. But apparently it says here, oh boy, was that a disaster. Mariah threw the computer that was playing it via speakers out the window. Uh-oh, did I miss a line up here? I did. Basically, I'm going to start back at the top of this story instead of somewhere in the middle. But apparently, Mariah is no stranger to controversy surrounding her rumored diva-like antics. Her and I are the same age, and I feel like I have aged better. She still got Miss Piggy face a little bit. I'm just saying. She has once again made headlines after she reportedly threw a laptop out the window after fiancé James Packer, 47, played a Beyonce song. According to The Fix, an insider has revealed that last month, James had attempted to get Mariah in the love-making mood by turning on Beyonce's smash hit, Crazy in Love. Apparently, Mariah wasn't having it, threw the computer that was playing it via speakers out the window. Seriously, she just trashed it. She ran out of the room screaming. So the night was obviously finished for James, and they retreated to separate parts of the house. And so Mariah had to go have some wine to cool down. Like, apparently, you do not. James, dude, you better know. You better know this right now. If you want to get Mariah Carey in the mood, you can only play Mariah Carey music. You got to play Touch My Body, talking about rubbing my face all around your waist. I just heard that on the radio the other day, too. I was like, dang, that line is dirty. I didn't even pay attention until just now. She's like, let me rub my face all around your waist. That means let me suck your dick. That's what Mariah Carey was just saying right there. Hey, excuse me, sir. May I fuck your dick. That, too. May I suck your dick. So there you go. At least you can feel better about yourself right there, that no, you are not Mariah Carey with all of her millions, but you are not a straight up freaking narcissistic, crazy ass McCrazy who has to listen to your own music so as not to have to Oh, that's the only way to have sexy times. I don't know where I was going. My minds went blank right here at the end of the Hollywood Hick program because I looked at the time. I was like, oh, mother trucker, we is done. I had a couple more stories for y'all, so I guess they's going to have to wait till next time, all y'all. But, yeah, be glad that you are not a narcissistic ball of a mess like Mariah Carey. Be glad you are not a fucking mouth-breathing idiot boy moron like freaking Ryan Lochte and his close-set eyes. I'm telling you, a little bit of psycho tendencies there. I'm just saying, don't say the Hollywood Hick didn't tell you because, you know, that's why it happens. But on that note, hope everybody's feeling great about yourselves. Y'all be good. Stay out of trouble because that does it for me. You've been listening to the Hollywood Hick right here on the Crab Diving Network, www.crabdiving.com. And that about does it for me. Everybody stay out of trouble, and I will talk to y'all soon. Doodle lamb, do, mother truckers. Buh, buh.
Lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two lamb, two. Great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg, great leg now. Great leg, big leg, big leg, big leg, wow.